From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Attorneys who handle Cuban immigration cases suspect that the number of Cubans in detention has gone up under the Trump administration. WLRN's Danny Rivera reports that their suspicions were true.
According to data WLRN has received from the federal government, over seven times more Cuban nationals were detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in 2018 as compared to the final year of the Obama administration. The vast majority of these Cuban nationals were not deported and were released. People like Jesus Avila. He moved to the U.S. as an 8-year-old but never got his full citizenship. Last year, he was detained by ICE when coming back into the country from his honeymoon.
And I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, I thought I would be there for a couple days and ended up being 37 days.
Avila had a cocaine possession charge from 2012. And for a while, he thought he would be deported back to the island.
You know, I have two mortgages. I have pay my taxes every year. So I don't understand why I was incarcerated. I don't think I deserved it, you know?
In the end, he was released, and Avila is getting his citizenship on Wednesday. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
The U.S. Navy is again deploying its medical ship Comfort to Latin America, this time from Port Miami. WLRN's Tim Padgett reports the vice president came here today to see Comfort off, and he made clear its key mission is to aid the exploding number of Venezuelan refugees.
At Port Miami, Vice President Mike Pence toured the Comfort before it visits 13 countries in South and Central America and the Caribbean. But he reminded the audience, filled with local Venezuelan expat leaders, of the country the ship cannot visit, Venezuela, where the government won't let it dock.
For the next 5 months, the crew of the USNS Comfort will continue America's effort to bring desperately needed medical care to those in need, especially the men and women and children who are suffering under the unprecedented crisis and oppression in Venezuela.
This month, the UN said 4 million Venezuelans have left their country since 2015. They're fleeing economic collapse, an authoritarian regime, and often deadly medical shortages. That massive refugee exodus has gone to many of the countries where the Comfort will stop. But one expat quoted a Bible verse about moral duty, and she asked Pence if the U.S. has a moral obligation now to invade Venezuela militarily to oust its socialist regime. Pence was noncommittal.
The good we can do, in most respects, we are doing.
Pence listed U.S. efforts such as moving millions of dollars in aid to Venezuela's borders, putting tough economic sanctions on the regime, and recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. But the moment was indicative of the frustration expats here are feeling as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains entrenched in power. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
Broward County commissioners are a step closer to resolving a dispute with the city of Hollywood over where to put a 911 radio tower. They voted today on a framework to hire an independent expert to pick the site for the tower. Each side had hired their own experts. The county wants a tower to go in Westlake Park. The city wants the emergency equipment to go on top of an apartment building called the Cirque. Broward County Commissioner Michael Udine criticized the city of Hollywood and was the only no vote.
Now we have to get a third expert that is going to be now deciding basically how the backbone of the county radio system or a significant piece of it is going to go into effect. I think that's the wrong way to do this.
The tower is the last one needed to complete an upgrade to Broward's 911 communication system countywide. It experienced issues during the 2017 airport shooting in Fort Lauderdale and during the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Hollywood officials are expected to vote on the same agreement at a meeting tomorrow afternoon. Formidable, fearless, and funny. That's how the Miami Herald described former Barry University president Sister Jean O'Loughlin. She died earlier today. She was 90. O'Loughlin served as president of Barry for more than two decades. She helped rebuild the Miami Shores campus after Hurricane Andrew and increased student enrollment to several thousand by the time she retired in 2004. A wake for Sister O'Loughlin will be held Monday night in her home state of Michigan. Barry University is planning a memorial service for a future date. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.